This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very good. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. Real good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Once again, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a released date for a PlayStation 5 game. More news about bananas. Lovely. But we start with a biggin. Nintendo Direct dropped today. And Polygon.com does tell us what's going to happen, or what has happened there. So, the big news for all Nintendo people, Mario and Luigi Brothership will launch on Nintendo Switch on November 7th. So, new game right there. And they did say that the Nintendo World Championships NES Edition will be on July 18th. That's when that starts. Fairy Tail 2, you're an anime. Yes, you are. Will be coming this winter. By the way, some of these games will also be up on PlayStation and Xbox. Pay attention to your consoles and your PC for all the games that I'm announcing right now. Fantasian Neo Dimension will be coming to Nintendo this holiday. And the Nintendo Switch Sports Update Basketball will be coming to Switch this summer. Mio Memories in Orbit will be coming next year. Disney Illusion Island will be coming to Switch this Tuesday. Oh, I'm sorry, today. So if you were looking for a little bit of Disney games, well, here you have it. Hello Kitty Island Adventure is now coming to Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox, but there is no release date for that. Looney Tunes Sports, or the Wacky World of Sports, which has all of your Looney Tunes characters, will be coming this fall. And they had a little Among Us update as well. So there's a free update today with a new crewmate and imposter rules. Farmega, which is a realm of monsters, and your character named Ten will make monsters to take on a big army. And that's coming on Nintendo Switch this November 1st. Donkey Kong Country Returns HD was announced, and that will be coming soon. Soon as in January 16th. Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake will be coming to Nintendo Switch on November 14th. But also, Dragon Quest I and Dragon Quest II will be coming out next year. Will it come to PlayStation? I want it there, and I think it will. I'll have to look in that a little bit further. Funko Fusion is where you play a lot of Funko characters in the different shows and movies. Will be coming to Nintendo Switch on September 13th. And of course, there's Luigi's Mansion 2. That's getting an HD upgrade when it comes in June 27th on Switch. New Denpamen. The new Denpamen. If you like Animal Crossing with minigames, well, this game will be for you on July 27th. Metal Slug Attack Reloaded is there for you right now. Surprise. Well, that's what they said. Polygon said that. Darkest Dungeon 2 will be coming to Nintendo Switch July 15th. And they did give an update on the Switch Online stores, which means you got The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past of Four Swords, Metroid, Zero Mission, Turok, Dinosaur Hunter, Perfect Dark are all coming to Nintendo Switch Online. And you'll be able to play the Four Swords Online with friends for the first time. Phantom Brave, The Lost Hero, was also announced, and that'll be coming to Nintendo Switch next year. Marvel vs. Capcom Collection Arcade Classics, and all seven games will be coming to your Nintendo Switch. Super Mario Party Jamboree will be coming out October 17th, so Mario Party is getting even bigger. The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom will be coming out this September 26th. And there is a Nintendo Switch Lite Hyrule Edition that will be coming out September 26th, 2024. So this September. Just Dance will be coming out this October. And that's Just Dance 2025 edition. And yes, we've seen this before. Lego Horizon Adventures has come into Switch too. Stray has been ported to Switch and now becoming this holiday season. So if you haven't played Switch, or I'm sorry, you haven't played Stray, I highly recommend that one, even on Switch. Tales of the Shire, which is a Lord of the Rings game, will be coming to Nintendo Switch this holiday season. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection, which is two Ace Attorney games that will be coming to Nintendo Switch on September 6th. The 100 Line Last Defense Academy will be coming early next year. Romancing Saga 2 Revenge of the Seven will be coming October 24th. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Now, Nintendo is not expecting the release until 2025, but indeed, it was announced at the end of the show. Now, the Elden Ring director, Hideki Miyazaki, said he will not allow layoffs from software so long as he is in charge. This comes to us from IGN.com, and he was talking to PC Gamer. And he did say that he can't 100% guarantee that From Software will be safe from the job losses, but he also said that he will not allow it, quote, as long as this company is his responsibility. Now, From Software is owned by Kadokawa Corporation, which is a Japanese organization, so that decision isn't totally in Miyazaki's hands. But he did show some confidence that Kadokawa did share his opinion on the layoffs. So here's what he said. Quote, speaking to myself and this company, I want to say that this is not something I would wish on the staff From Software in a million years. I'm pretty sure our parent company, Kadokawa, understands that and shares that view. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Captain Blood, the pirate action game, will come to the consoles and PC this fall. They did show a video, and they also did say that Captain Blood is a pirate game that was about the Spanish time in the 17th century, and that's where you could be a pirate and do some stuff all for gold and glory. And that would be the adventures with the cannon firing, some pistol shooting, sword fights, and a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're into that pirate game, well, it's finally coming to you. IGN also gave us an update on Bananas, and that's the banana clicking game, because it is now the 11th most popular game of all time on Steam, because they did take over the positions of Apex Legends, Valheim, Terra, Fallout 4, and Helldivers 2. So, have fun with that. PlayStation Lifestyle did say that also a dark fantasy shooter, the game is called Graven, will be coming to PlayStation 5 this month. And that is published by 3D Realms and Fulcrum, because that will go to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S on June 25th. And this is an action first-person puzzler. And if you like some puzzles, that could be for you. So it's coming. So is this one. Evo Tengshin, according to Gamatsu, will launch September 13th. And this game will launch on PlayStation 4 and 5, and it'll be on Steam on September 13th. So there you have it. That is all the news we got for today. Hey, Nintendo took it. I knew they would. We'll have more news tomorrow. So until then, go play some games, people.